Chapter 2.
"Your Highness," said the captain of the guard. He straightened from a low bow and removed his hood, revealing close-cropped chestnut hair. The hood had definitely been meant to intimidate her into submission during their walk. As if that sort of trick could work on her. Despite her irritation, she blinked at the sight of his face. He was so young. Captain Westfall was not excessively handsome, but she couldn't help finding the ruggedness of his face and the clarity of his golden brown eyes rather appealing. She cocked her head, now keenly aware of her wretched dirtiness.
"This is she?"
the Crown Prince of Otterlin asked, and Selena's head whipped around as the captain nodded. Both of them stared at her, waiting for her to bow. When she remained upright, Kaol shifted on his feet, and the prince glanced at his captain before lifting his chin a bit higher. Bow to him, indeed. If she were bound for the gallows, she would most certainly not spend the last moments of her life in groveling submission. Thundering steps issued from behind her, and someone grabbed her by the neck. Selena only glimpsed crimson cheeks and a sandy mustache before being thrown to the icy marble floor. Pain slammed through her face, light splintering her vision. Her arms ached as her bound hands kept her joints from properly aligning. Though she tried to stop them, tears of pain welled.
"That is the proper way to greet your future king,"
a red-faced man snapped at Selena. The assassin hissed, baring her teeth as she twisted her head to look at the kneeling bastard. He was almost as large as her overseer, clothed in reds and oranges that matched his thinning hair. His obsidian eyes glittered as his grip tightened on her neck. If she could move her right arm just a few inches, she could throw him off balance and grab his sword. The shackles dug into her stomach, and fizzing, boiling rage turned her face scarlet. After a too long moment, the Crown Prince spoke.
"I don't quite comprehend why you'd force someone to bow when the purpose of the gesture is to display allegiance and respect."
His words were coated with glorious boredom. Selena tried to pivot a free eye to the prince, but could only see a pair of black leather boots against the white floor.
"It's clear that you respect me, Duke Parrington, but it's a bit unnecessary to put such effort into forcing Selena Sardothian to have the same opinion. You and I know very well she has no love for my family, so perhaps your intent is to humiliate her."